passengers traveling from the Lansing area by bus now have more transportation options. Today, three intercity bus carriers are operating from the new Capital Area Multimodal Gateway here in East Lansing, just west of the MSU campus. This is just the first phase of the project, which will also include a new Amtrak rail station on site and improved parking. Joining me to talk about today's development is Debbie Alexander, the Assistant Executive Director of CATA, the Capital Area Transportation Authority. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
Which bus lines are now using the multimodal gateway then, and in which cities will they serve?
So Greyhound's service will operate from the new multimodal gateway today, as well as Indian Trails and Megabus.
Mm-hmm. And they go where?
They go to a variety of different locations, Chicago and Detroit and beyond. The schedule is actually the same as it's always been. It's just that we're moving from the old Amtrak station or Greyhound station to the new facility right next door.
What will bus passengers see if they're making a trip today? What will they see that's new or different?
Well, the brand new station is all glass enclosed. They'll have an area where they can ask questions and get information about the services. There's public restrooms and vending as well as a warm and comfortable waiting area.
Is there going to be an economic impact to the multimodal gateway opening?
Yeah, so the service is not being changed. What's wonderful is that people coming to the East Lansing and Greater Lansing area will have an absolutely beautiful place to come to, and they'll give a wonderful image of our region.
Is it going to affect ridership, though? Do you expect ridership to go up as a result of this?
I would like to, yes. Mm-hmm.
How does the new multimodal gateway function in tandem with the CATA Transportation Center in downtown Lansing?
Right. As it has in the past, there are some services that only serve East Lansing, others that only serve Lansing, but some do go to both facilities.
We are talking about the first day of intercity bus transportation from the new Capital Area Multimodal Gateway, the dual rail and bus station in East Lansing. Our guest is Debbie Alexander of CATA. What about safety features? I imagine some enhancements and upgrades have been built into this thing.
That's correct. So the new station actually will have a separate boarding area for the buses. It's not just in the middle of the driveway where it's been for many years. So there will be a covering so that people can board the vehicle and stay dry from the inclement weather as well. Then there will be also a separate area for taxi services for those that are either coming by taxi or wanting to leave by taxi. There's also a separate drop-off area where you can come through like you might at an airport, drop someone off and move on and then park if necessary or simply move on. We call it kind of kiss and ride area.
Right.
And then the parking will be completely separated.
And were these enhancements put in voluntarily, or are some of these just mandated these days?
No, they were put in actually as a part of a public process that we held before designing the building. And many of these features, including the full glass facility, was a request by customers so that people could see in and they could also see out.
When will the new Amtrak station open up?
It's our anticipation that it will open up yet before the end of the year.
Okay. Expanded routes or the same schedule?
It's the same service. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you about another CATA initiative, the Bus Rapid Transit Project. Now, to my knowledge, we were still in the environmental assessment phase. The last I remember this, remind us what the Bus Rapid Transit Project will be and where are we right now?
Yes. So the Bus Rapid Transit Project is a dedicated busway that would go between the Capitol Building and the Meridian Mall. We would have 28 stations that would be like rail stations in that you pay the fare at the station, you board level boarding with the floor of the vehicle. We also have signal preemption, which allows us to advance the signal systems. This allows for faster travel on the buses between the Capitol Building and the Meridian Mall. Where are we on that? We are currently in the environmental assessment phase. We are moving from 10% engineering to 30% engineering right now in an effort to try to refine the budget.
What does that mean?
It means that 10% engineering is more high-level engineering where we're just trying to determine feasibility. Moving into the 30% engineering allows us to do a complete survey of exactly where the right-of-way and the property ownership is, as well as things like the size of the size of the lanage and also where all the utilities and things are. That helps us to define exactly how much construction work we're going to need to do in order to make the project viable in an effort to modify the budget.
Now, do you go all the way to 100% engineering
eventually?
Okay.
So
the idea is to complete. This is a process.
It's
that
a process.
Runs its course. Okay.
Yes.
Now, bus rapid transit, I know, is successful in large urban areas. It's being used in Los Angeles and Cleveland and Ottawa, I know. Why does it make sense for a metro area the size of Lansing?
Yes. Actually, it's also in smaller communities like Everett, which is similar to ours in that we have a major university and a smaller community. The reason is because it really stimulates economic development and it helps to allow more capacity for public transportation. Currently, we're limited by the amount of capacity that we can put in the corridor because we actually affect the travel of autos. Every time we stop in the roadway, individuals behind us in automobiles don't really like to be behind the bus, so they'll make an erratic move, and basically they start all moving to the outer lane anyway. So if we add more capacity, it's only going to make that problem worse. So the idea is take the buses out of the auto lanes, put them in their own dedicated lanes, and then we can add capacity to both.
Now, does the bus rapid transit thinking here, does that plan, is that in sync with the charrettes that have taken place in recent years?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Those two are just...
They are linked because
one and the same.
Yeah, we're getting the community input on how to design the system so that we ensure that it meets the cultural and placemaking desires of the community as well.
Mm-hmm. How do you know the ridership will be there to make it cost effective?
Right. We had to do that in the first phase of this study. The alternatives analysis was where we used the current growth projections of the region to determine what the projections would be 25 years from now or in the year 2035. Mm-hmm. In order to make the project viable, we had to demonstrate that ridership would be there in order to justify the costs, and we met the federal guidelines of being under $29 per passenger.
How much resistance are you getting to? I mean, is there active resistance to bus rapid transit?
No, I don't feel that there's active resistance. I think there are people who would like us to use this opportunity to enhance other aspects of transportation mobility in the region, including improving pedestrian crossings, making sure that can be done safely, as well as integrating bicycle travel where we can, in addition to the bus rapid transit and the auto movement.
Okay. Well, it's good to see you. Debbie Alexander is Assistant Executive Director of the Capital Area Transportation Authority, CATA. Today is the first day for inner-city bus service from the new Capital Area Multimodal Gateway just off the west entrance to the MSU campus on Trowbridge Road in East Lansing. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you very much. We'll